In breaking news this morning, US President Donald Trump has announced the United States has seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela in a move analysts are warning is likely to further inflame tensions between Washington and Caracas.
It's been an interesting day from the standpoint of news. As you probably know, we've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, large tanker, very large. Largest one ever seized, actually. And other things are happening, so you'll be seeing that later, and you'll be talking about that later with some other people.
US President Donald Trump there, speaking earlier from the White House. The US has been building up the largest military presence in the region for decades, launching a series of deadly strikes on alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean Sea and the Eastern Pacific Ocean. Former US Air Force Colonel Cedric Leeton is a leading US military analyst, and he joins me now. Cedric, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Well, it's my pleasure, Mel. Good morning to you.
Can you tell me what we know at the moment about this latest incident?
So the U.S. Coast Guard was engaged in an operation that basically interdicted this vessel, in other words, captured it. And so the way the president has described it, President Trump described it, it is the largest ever. We'll see, what the real facts are relating to this. We don't know exactly yet what the name of the tanker was or exactly where it was seized, except we do know that it was seized in international waters off the Venezuelan coast. So that's going to potentially be a very large change in the way the U.S. is conducting these operations. It seems that this may be the start of an economic effort to go after the Venezuelan regime, which of course is a very different mission from a counter-drug mission.
I was going to say, do we know what the rationale is? Is it part of the drug tackling efforts? Is it a hit on Venezuela? Or what the Trump administration plans to do with this vessel now that it's been seized?
Yeah, so that's the one thing that he did say about that last part, Mel, was the fact that the U.S. would keep the vessel. That depends on the situation. As if it's a war booty type occurrence, and we're not at war, so this begs a few questions in that regard as well. But basically, what we're looking at here is a vessel that has nothing to do with the drug trade. Normally, now there have been occasions where drugs have been found on oil tankers, but the Venezuelans generally try to keep drug trafficking separate from the oil traffic, because the oil is actually their largest export. They have a very large customer base in China. China is their basic export customer, their number one export customer. And then they do, of course, also sell oil to the United States, among other countries. But this will definitely put an economic aspect to this. And what that means is that this counter-drug effort has morphed into what could be an economic effort and potentially even an effort at regime change. We were always suspicious of that we would be getting into a regime change type situation here, but this definitely points more in that direction as opposed to a counter-drug mission.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where former U.S. Air Force Colonel and leading U.S. military analyst Cedric Leeton is my guest. Certainly, there's plenty of observers who believe President Trump does want to depose Nicolas Maduro. So whether that's the intention or not, what would be the message that President Maduro would be receiving from this action?
Well, basically, that everything that he's doing in terms of trying to export their main product, oil, to other countries is at risk. And if the main exports are at risk, in essence, what this amounts to is a slow strangulation, a potential strangulation of the Venezuelan economy. That would then, in turn, put pressure on the Venezuelan government and potentially, in addition to the economic situation being worsened, as you know, which is already quite bad in Venezuela, then you would see political implications and political efforts being made then to change the regime. So that's basically what we're looking at here. And I think the way in which this has taken place, it's different from normal military operations because the Coast Guard is actually a law enforcement agency in peacetime. And that is, you know, this is a classic law enforcement type operation. The vessel itself is probably a sanctioned vessel in the sense that the oil flow out of Venezuela is also subject to international sanctions. So in that sense, it was a legal effort to limit Venezuelan exports, but it also has the implication of really tightening the noose on Venezuela economically.
As much as it might be an economic noose, could it be a trigger for a broader confrontation, having a maritime confrontation like this?
It's possible. Venezuela's navy is not very robust. You know, it's certainly you know, nowhere near the U.S. Navy or even the Australian Navy. But it is you know, clearly a signal that they're. The tensions have increased, and the fact of the matter really is that, you know, with these kinds of operations and announcing it at this level, at the presidential level, it really puts the onus on the Venezuelans to reach some kind of agreement with the U.S., and that could mean, you know, an effort to get Maduro out of the country, or it could mean some other kind of accommodation. But we don't know what the nature of that accommodation would be at this point.
Cedric Leighton, thank you very much for joining us just as this news is breaking. I appreciate it.
You bet, Mel. It's a pleasure so much to join you.
Thank you. That is Cedric Leighton, former US Air Force colonel and leading US military analyst.